The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you got it!
It's time for episode 622 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have passed Checkpoint Turkey 2022 on the road to summer 2023. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, and with me as always, Brett Morris, a.k.a. Starred. What's up, Starred?
How's it going, man? How did it go avoiding watching douchebags eat turkey this year?
Oh, it was fantastic. In fact, I kind of did some math and realized that I have not been to a Thanksgiving gathering in the podcast era.
Wow. What? Not even one? I thought you went to one.
I don't know. Maybe back in Jersey, perhaps. But yeah, it's like, it's not even just a Who Charted era. Like, I don't think since podcasting started, I've done a Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. Do you have any honorary meals for Thanksgiving just to like spite everyone else? Or do you just it's another day for you?
It's kind of another day. I mean, I buy myself extra Reese's peanut butter cups and stuff like that. I mean, just things that's I like. But I mean, I don't like eat a turkey or anything like that.
Extra stuffing.
Yeah, I don't do anything extra. I do less, you know.
Right.
Not flying on Thanksgiving is probably, I'm already having a better Thanksgiving than most people. So
totally.
It's just a holiday.
We've got a visitor. Here he comes.
It's just a holiday.
Whoa. You know him from his echo chamber and his podcast Live to Tape. And you know him from YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the charts, Johnny Pemberton. JP, record selector. Booyah.
Booyah, Kasha.
All right. Oh, you set the dog off downstairs. I don't know how you did that. I'm on headphones, but it's pretty cool.
That's nice. The dogs love hate certain sounds.
Yeah. They hate fireworks. We know that. Sure.
Yeah. I'm tuned in with the dogs, though. I'm tuned in.
Right on.
They probably just heard me. It's like, oh, that guy's he's a dog guy.
Woof. Hey, speaking of noise, I was just watching that World Cup USA victory over Iran. Did you guys see any of that?
I heard about it.
I heard there's no alcohol.
Democracy wins.
Yeah, look at that. We taught them. They are converting now to a system more similar to ours.
Yes.
The game was great. We had a guy score an epic goal and get injured, kicked in the stomach while he was doing it. Great stuff. It's exciting to see.
Are the highlights about 45 seconds long for the game?
You know, if you're an American, hoople head who can't figure out the game.
What do you mean can't figure out the game? I keep thinking about it. Man, I'm an NFL.
You got to see scoring.
Yeah, you got to see scoring. You got to see play action fakes. You got to see like some blocking, some big hits, some shovel passes, maybe a safety
right
or two.
Yeah, well, you would have loved the goal, man. A guy got kicked in the stomach scoring a goal and had to come out of the game. You'd have loved
it. I'll watch that. I will watch that 45-second highlight, and I will love it.
There's more than that going on. It's about strategy. It's called the beautiful game for a reason. They build to orgasmic goals.
Okay. I mean, is there really strategy? Isn't it just athleticism like basketball? Or hockey?
No, there's three phases of the game, and you're constantly applying pressure to get pressure somewhere else. It's complicated stuff. It's captured the imagination of billions of humans.
But the reason it's captured is because it's the most accessible game to play. All you need is a space and a ball.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true.
And something to demark a goal. So
that's
anyone
true.
Can play it. Hockey's hard
but you
to
like,
play.
You got to have more scoring, like basketball.
Yeah.
You know like a one-liner comic. You got to have boom, boom, boom.
I don't
you
like
want to
basketball.
Hear a story.
I don't like basketball. Gotcha. I think the best is, the NFL is obviously the best sport of all time. It's the most complicated. It's the most like involved. And next you got hockey because it's the most raw. Like every hockey player, every
it's
football player is
the fastest paced.
Fastest yeah. paced. Every football player is twice as smart as the smartest hockey player.
Probably.
Yeah, and yeah. I like that. I think it's good.
There's articulate football players. Baseballs
oh my God,
are the dumbest.
Shit.
Baseballs are the least educated.
Really?
Yeah.
Even less than
and
hockey
the biggest
players?
Jerks.
Yeah, because the way the system works is they don't even go to college. Like, they're just straight
oh,
into,
right.
like, these minor leagues. So they don't get any, you know. And then just all the, you know, southern and rural. It's just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
true.
You so
you're right.
All right, but listen, it's quite a time for sport, and it's quite a time for charts.
That's right.
Why don't I wrap the history of recorded music, and then we'll get into this music chart.
I like that idea.
I'm going to do this on one breath. Music. We used to play LPs. 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream.
Keep it going.
What's next? NFTs. Tunes.
Exhale.
Nice.
Thank
nice.
You. I once had to rap at the Aspen Comedy Festival.
Oh, that's
that
hard.
Was tough. That was
oh,
tough.
Oh, high altitude?
Yeah, I had to hit the oxygen tank.
We used to, an actual tank or was little portable kinds?
Boy, I don't know the difference. There was just backstage. Must have been portable. They had it backstage
yeah,
at a comedy
little,
show.
Little, looks
wireless.
Like a can of Pledge.
Bluetooth oxygen.
But it's got a...
Oh, it wasn't like carry-on. No, it was like, you know, sitting on the floor, a tank.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Wow. That's my dream, is to have an oxygen tank at home.
Why? What would you need it for at home?
I think you can
it's
achieve
great.
That.
It feels so good.
Yeah.
To take oxygen?
Yeah, you've done harder things than that, Johnny.
I have, but you know what? Oxygen is nice and sustainable. You could sit there and get real high, get real smart, titrating in about 2 liters a minute or whatever it is, something like
right
that.
Right on, yeah.
Oof.
You could have a casino in your house, pump the
yeah.
oxygen in, keep people
gambling. I like
gambling.
That idea.
It makes you hydrated, makes you feel, oh, it's good for your brain.
I wonder if like super rich people do that. Like for their, you know, office spaces and stuff.
I bet
just
they do.
Pump oxygen
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if they're doing, you know, those isolation tanks and Tom Brady with his ice cream and his all that stuff.
Yeah.
The problem is it's flammable. That's the big issue with oxygen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, highly flammable.
Oh, yeah. Look at Jaws. What am I talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The end, it played in there at the end. Hey, what music chart do we have this week?
We got the top on Shazam, top five.
Shazam, okay. That's a cool one.
Yeah.
It is a cool one. It just like has a little bit more diversity than the mainstream.
But
mainstream
I will
charts.
Tell you this. I got to tell you some topical news. The other yeah. day I was Shazamming like whatever. I guess it's not college radio. What's the one here all the way to the left? With
KCRW?
Garth Trinidad? Yeah. They didn't know anything. I did like 4 songs in a row that Shazam couldn't pick up.
Oh, you fool,
wow.
Shazam. Wow. Well, that I mean, that's testament to
KCRW. I wasn't
KCRW.
Trying to fool Shazam. I was trying to get the names of these songs, and Shazam couldn't do it. I don't know if maybe they've hit a, you know, when your brain fills up, you can't learn anymore. Maybe
yeah.
it's gotten too many songs in there.
If I was KCRW, I'd be pretty proud of that. It's like we have such
oh my God,
late
yeah,
break
totally.
Down, you know,
so obscure.
Know, obscure.
There's a lot of
yeah,
stuff, Hill, where
stuff.
It doesn't make sense financially for Shazam to have a catalog because it's not kicking back to anything you can purchase.
True.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I wonder how
like,
stuff gets added because they can't sit there with every song, right?
Yeah.
You know, they must do big releases maybe, first, obviously, but...
Maybe some guy has to, you know, pitch it to the CEO. like, right. Hey, boss, like, we got to add this song.
Sell them on really, the song. Yeah.
Right.
Which is Shaquille O'Neal, right? That movie that we all saw.
Yeah.
Shazam.
Yeah. Shazam. Sinbad.
You know that they had to do that to MTV with the Guns N' Roses Welcome to the Jungle video.
What do you mean?
Like, it was just fully dead. No, nobody was picking up that album, and the record company was about to give up on it. And then the one guy just went right into Geffen's office without an appointment. And said, you're blowing it. Like, it can't be over. You got to get this. And so Geffen said, what's the one thing I could do to help? And they said, get it on MTV. And he called MTV. Yeah. And they put it on at like 3 a.m. We said, we'll play it once at 3 a.m. and once at like midnight.
What song?
Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like a huge
hit. That's amazing.
Though.
Yeah, that video. Like, you wouldn't have seen that unless that guy, like, fully went to bat and got it.
Yeah, it's like one of the best debut albums ever, but people forget that it was a sleeper. Like, it was a sleeper.
You got to believe in yourself, man. You got to believe, like Kanye did before he became Kanye.
Right. Hey, his music still speaks to me. His music don't hate Jews. Just him. He doesn't put in the lyrics.
He's smarter than that.
Yeah. All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
Beach House with Space Song.
Wow, they're in the countdown. Wow.
That's an
beach
ancient...
and space all in one.
Or just, yeah, this band. That's more of a space.
Yeah, definitely leaning space.
Yeah.
That freaking drum, though, is ruining the song.
I'm with
that ticka ticka. That that late 90s alternative.
That's just a click track. Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Need to keep it four on the floor with that.
That PM Dawn type backbeat.
I mean, that would be better than that. That shit was off.
Yeah, was that a mix? Was that a mashup? Were you live mixing that?
Get Jason Bonham in there.
That sounded like it was ahead of the beat a bit or something. didn't sound crispy.
Yeah, Beach House, I don't know. They mix with it. It's so hazy a lot of times. It doesn't pop. But I'm surprised it's just that band is in the top five or something.
Hey, you know, actual like robot drummers, forget drum machines.
Actual robots.
Like actual physical robot drummers are making a big rise. Like,
are you serious?
TikTok, there are bands with a full-on metal robot behind the drums, just like just shredding drums, and it's pretty awesome.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going to happen to those guys? I mean, their jobs are gone. Like the truck drivers, we're automating metal drumming.
We're automating the drum machine now. You know, even they're losing their jobs.
The triple bass, the quadruple bass.
Well, what are their day jobs are usually at Guitar Center. So is it like, are we going to robot that too?
We should.
I got a good video at Guitar Center yesterday. Absolute pure hell. Two people playing the piano super loud, and neither of them could play at all. And it was creating a sound where it was just, this is the worst sound I've ever heard, I think.
They found their Shangri-La.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I go into the piano section just for some peace of mind, just to
get away from the noodling.
Yeah.
Well, this was like this is downtown Brooklyn, so there's no rooms even, I think.
Hey, so you're out there shooting a movie, huh?
Sort of a movie, like a TV show that's like a movie show.
Oh, yeah, I've heard they were slightly different than movies.
Well, it's like a movie. It's not a normal TV show. It's sort of like a bunch of little movies, really, to be perfectly honest.
So like it's a series almost.
Okay.
I mean, we're shooting on film, so does that mean it's kind of like a movie then, right?
Wow, that is. Do you know the outlet or do you can't say?
It's going to be on Amazon Prime. Prime Video.
Right on.
Me on Prime Video.
Nice.
I will check that out. And you're in upstate New York or the city?
No,
what's
I'm in
going
the city,
there?
Baby. I'm in Brooklyn right now.
Okay. In
Brooklyn. Yeah.
BRKLYN. Right on. Well, we can't wait to see it, everybody. Pick up Bezos Vision. Get yourself some Amazon
Prime. I'm very happy that they redesigned their like their they interface.
They had to.
Because it looked like shit for years, and it
they
actually,
knew that.
It, does it look better now?
Turn me
off. Oh, yeah.
I didn't recheck it. I'm going to check it out.
Because yeah, it looks I like that was everything else. Does everything it? Looks the same now. Everything looks the same.
Yeah.
Big video up top, bar of suggestions. It's all the right. same. Everything's identical.
It all converges. Mm-hmm. All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Sam Smith, Kim Petras with Unholy. Oh, Shazam's just playing the intro.
Hey, she got in trouble, Kim Petras.
For what?
She was saying something about Kesha.
Really?
I don't know. There was a recent controversy. I didn't
know.
Sounds
interesting.
Yeah. You want to hear the song, Johnny?
I don't really care, actually. No, I really hear you say something.
Heard it enough.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. Something happened. I thought maybe you guys were up on it.
Oh, wait. She faced further backlash over lyrics in the EP referencing Lady Gaga, a supporter of Kesha.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah.
But she's coming at Kesha and Gaga, maybe.
Oh, I think she said she did not regret working with Dr. Luke.
Oh,
which
okay.
Which is probably controversial.
Right.
Who's Dr. Luke? He's like a beat doctor?
He's a beat doctor who like abused Kesha.
But he's more than a beat doctor. I mean, he's a producer, full-on music producer.
Got it.
And there's a big controversy with Kesha and him. There was a big trial. And so a lot of people were staying away from him when they found out what was going on. But Kim Petras took advantage of the holes in his schedule and cooked up some hits.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Rihanna with Lift Me Up. Come on, Rihanna.
Come on, lift me up, lady.
Come on. Here we go.
Lift me up. Hold me down. Keep me close. Safe and sound.
That's from the Wakanda Forever soundtrack.
She can sing.
She can sing.
That's like a song where it's like the point of that song is she can sing.
Yes, right. We show off those pipes.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, she does sound very relaxed. You know what I mean? She doesn't sound studied. She doesn't sound like a Broadway singer. She sounds she's got a hangover or something.
Like
ASAP Rocky.
Are they married or something?
Yeah, they have a kid together now.
God, I don't know anything.
We'll catch up.
Okay. I'm getting caught up right now.
Have you heard about Barmageddon?
No. What is that? Is that a concept or is that a person? What is it?
It's a television show. It's going to be on Monday nights following Raw, the wrestling.
Okay.
And it premieres on 12/5. It's Blake Shelton.
Oh,
inside
Blake.
A bar. He's like the bar band, but it's not scripted. It's a bunch of goof arounds and games going on. It's like, I have not seen this format yet.
So it's not like Bar Rescue. It's like a positive thing. He's not turning bars around.
No, it's more just like he's a bar band playing in a bar and people are like playing that game where you got to shoot the little basketballs into the...
Yeah.
It's just shit going on inside a bar.
This seems like a desperate attempt. This seems like sort of the end of days.
Definitely end of like network cable programming trying to be anything except event television. You know, because they do the best only with sports and events.
So yeah.
This is one more like that.
Barmageddon.
Barmageddon.
It reminds me of you heard about these hats, these big ass hats.
Yeah, the guys wearing.
Oh yeah,
like the giant. Guy.
Is that real?
Hat?
Like that's a trend.
It's real,
or is that
but
a
it's
novelty?
Something where I think it's both.
Yeah,
But I feel like I saw those hats before. Like, they didn't just pop up over the weekend. Like, I feel like those hats are, weren't they for, like, kids that were going to learn how to play baseball? So it's like they put the big ass
really
helmet on so they wouldn't get hit in the head with a pitch. I don't know, when it's like, it looks like a protective batting helmet.
Yeah, it does, but it's so big. It's even bigger than that.
Yeah, it's like one of those big foam cowboy hats.
You look like the dumbest guy who's ever been around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of okay like with just seeing some dudes wear those down the street.
It's like a dunce cap. You know the guy wearing it is dumb.
Oh. Right. Yeah. At least they just mark themselves.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't heard anyone wearing one sound too smart.
COVID wasn't strong enough.
What's that?
So COVID wasn't strong enough.
Yeah, yeah. Hats will kill them.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
David Guetta and Baby Rexha with I'm Good.
Guetta Rexha.
Good, yeah, I'm feeling all right. Baby, I'ma have the best fucking night of my life. And wherever it takes me, I'm down for the ride. Baby, don't you know I'm good? Yeah, I'm feeling all right. Cause I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling all right. Baby, I'ma have the best fucking night of my life.
Oh, man. This makes me think of like this is like the when Taken Five, when Liam Neeson's going to rescue his daughter or his granddaughter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is like the Serbian and Latvian guys have got this underground club and this is playing.
Right, right. It's all dark and gothic. Put that shitty songs on.
Who are you here to see, mister? Do you know this is invitation only for being here?
We are watching World Cup.
Yes. So good for being here. All right, guys. Number one song, Baby Rexha, David Guetta. You are go for hours to this song. Pump it up now.
Good, baby. Welcome
to
Qatar.
That's an old song, right?
Yeah, that's as old as it comes. Yeah, that's like the blues lick. It's as old as that blues lick now. It's just tried and true.
Yeah, it's like the Robert Johnson of electronic music.
Yeah.
This is where the Shazam chart fails us, I think, because this is only on there because people go, what the fuck is this? Like, what version is this?
It's because thousands of pubs in Poland are just these guys holding up their phones as on their 19th beer.
Yeah. During the
just
game.
Just plowed, being like, was ist das?
Was ist das? Have you heard the sting for the Qatar World Cup? Like the musical sting?
No.
It goes, dan, dan, dan. It's like, and then she kissed me. You know that song, and then she kissed me, the Motown song.
Dun,
it's that if they skip the first note, so it just goes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm telling you, it's exactly that when you hear it.
Wow!
Every time they cut to the soccer coverage, but I'm thinking it's going. She walked up to me and she asked me if I wanted to dance.
Qatar. I remember when they first got denied, and now it's so funny that they they got denied. And it was a big deal. And then they just waited a couple years and gave him more money. And like, I guess you can do it now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They basically, they paid all the right people.
That place is a shithole.
Have you been?
I've been. It's actually not a shithole. It's one of the cleanest places I've ever been in my entire life.
You have
life.
Been to it? Wow.
Yeah. I was in Qatar for like 3 days, maybe.
Did you shoot something there?
I did a comedy. And not what, very. You did,
is that where you shot Weird Al?
No, we shot that in like that was in L.A.
Years
ago. This was some terrible.
Like, this was a stand-up festival, or
no? It was like this weird tour. It was me, a British comic, and a Scottish comic, and we do shows like in Dubai, Qatar.
For the troops.
Not even for the troops. They have these expat clubs. A lot of them are rugby clubs.
Oh.
So a lot of it's like just expats who work over there. So a lot of
European guys.
Yeah, European, mostly UK people, but they were just, it was not that great, and it was under-attended, non-promoted, but Qatar, the airport is incredible because they put so much money into it, but also, I definitely saw a bunch of guys getting off a plane from Nepal being picked up to be guest workers, like...
Oh, wow.
They just show up, and someone's like, get in this fucking van, and they disappear.
Yikes. Yeah, the politics behind it are
abysmal.
Awful. I mean, abysmal.
Yeah.
It's as bad as it's been. But it's great to see people over there chanting, USA, USA. It's weird. It's like, as much as I want the soccer team to win, I don't think I would go overseas and just start going, USA. Just
yeah, like, seriously.
I'm proud of everything we ever did.
It's so embarrassing.
Yeah. Hey, but what else is coming up next?
Oh, yeah. We got number one.
Number one.
Zach Bryan, The Good I'll Do.
Oof. Get out, dude. Get out, dude. Oh, get out, dude.
Oh, wow.
Quilling you.
Tired of these sparse country songs. With the Deadwood instrumentation. Like, Deadwood. We could have played this back in a mining camp. All we need is a fiddle and a guitar. Yeah. I'm over it.
And now
he's
it's
trying
like
to do,
Bud
he's trying
Light
to do
music,
like
basically.
A signature flourish there. Good old dude.
Sounds like he's just speaking in Gaelic. Good old dude.
Yeah.
Did you see Banshees of Inisherin?
What's that one?
The new Colin Farrell with Brendan Gleeson movie.
Mm-mm.
It's a small movie. Small.
We might see it on the movie chart coming up.
Oof. Okay. We'll talk. Yeah. I'll save it.
Well, that was a great segue, actually. What a Shazam chart. And we'll be right back with the movie chart.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm right here with my guest.
Me, Johnny Pemberton. Hi.
And
great to
me,
be here.
Brett Morris. This.
Yeah. And this is the movies. Char.
Movies. They're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
Movies. Hey, how many sound effects do you have over there?
Me?
Yeah.
It's not so much sound effects. It's like filters. I got, you know, I can do like this kind of a filter.
Oh, cool. Ooh.
I can do something like this kind of a filter. Some of them aren't that useful, you know.
Right on. Is that a Radio Shack?
Like no, this is a Roland product.
Oh, nice.
It's a Roland product. Roland. Yeah.
Well, they all sound Roland. They all sound great.
Thank you.
Speaking of all, have you guys seen the new Capital One Taylor Swift commercial?
Oh, my God. I got to see this. This is like my... No. Capital One, to me, is the preeminent source of all marketing bullshit that exists in the world. It's like the fountainhead.
It's the epicenter,
I mean?
Yeah.
That's my
the Capital
credit card,
One
you guys.
Cafe.
You guys,
I mean...
You're talking about
you
my
guys
credit
Capital
card
One?
Here. Yeah.
I make fun benefits. As a participant of all things.
Well, they got a new one with her, and it's just like 10 different Taylor Swifts, like all of her different eras, all together, all in one commercial.
You know why they're doing that, right?
Because her dad works for Merrill Lynch as a hedge fund manager?
That could be
that
it.
Could
is that
be it?
It?
But also the Eras tour. She's doing the Eras tour. The
right,
whole
all
album
of her different
is about
eras.
All of her different eras.
It seems like an odd thing to do. I mean, that's something you do when you're in your 60s or something. She's so current. Yeah. Why does she need to do that now?
That's because time is diminishing. Time is, there's people who say that time is becoming closer together.
I guess so.
It's compressing.
Well, I'll tell you what. Some of them are crisis actors because there's one of the Taylors that I was like, I don't think that's really her. I don't know. There's just one that doesn't look like her. So it started me thinking it might be a deep fake or something like
or
that.
Or maybe they put it in on purpose to make you think that so we talk about it.
Oh,
like Andrew
right.
WK.
That could be the dad. Thing. Yeah. That's the dad's influence.
Louise Harlan Corporation.
Puppet Master.
Steve Mike.
Hey, speaking of Puppet Master, how about Metallica with their No Repeat Weekend? How about that?
Yeah.
What is that? What are they doing?
Metallica's doing a show where you buy a weekend pass and they do two different shows, completely different sets, two different openers.
Different openers, different sets. It's pretty interesting.
Where?
It's a cool model.
Europe, over there in Poland.
They're doing it here too.
You know what? Have you guys ever been to Europe to see a concert?
I have.
Where did you go?
I saw Guns N' Roses in Spain.
Whoa.
I saw Radiohead in Budapest.
Was it awesome both times?
Both times were completely awesome. Like
I think
like
I have to do that.
Insane, giant soccer crowd energy, you know? Just
oh,
like
I want to do it so awesome. Bad.
Yeah, those
I
shows
I
want to
see a metal
off.
Band in South America.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's the craziest
craziest in the world.
So like
Metallica in Costa Rica.
Iron Maiden in like, you know, Brazil.
Yeah, Iron Maiden, Nicaragua. Yeah, forget
Aires.
It.
Yeah, forget it.
God, that would be the best. There's a great concert. I can't think who it is. I think it maybe it's Sepultura. But they're South American.
On Sepulveda.
So.
They're playing on Sepulveda.
Sepulveda? Sepulveda.
Sepultura on Sepulveda.
Sepulveda.
Down by the in and out by LAX. shouldn't have got specific about Sepulveda. You're right. Cut that part.
Howard Kramer's deep cut.
But anyway, the Metallica tour sponsored by, you guys know who it's sponsored by?
Sprite.
Let me guess.
It is a beverage.
Under Armour.
Jack
not
Daniels
a
whiskey.
Not a beverage.
Whoa. Jack Daniels honey.
Give me
blend.
Jack Daniels honey whiskey.
Jack Daniels honey cask and Mila Kunis team up with Sprint and the New York City Flatiron Building to bring you Metallica Weekend Tour. HSBC Bank of Scotland.
That's really good.
And Wolfgang Puck team up with Pizza Hut and Papa John's. Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Visa, MasterCard, Fannie Freddie.
Capital
Experian,
One.
Capital One Experian Boost.
Experian Boost.
Qatar. The country of Qatar and Experian Boost team up with Mila Kunis to bring you Family Guy Live with Metallica. Jack Daniels Family Guy Live. Sprint T-Mobile.
I love it just becomes like a fog of sponsors. Like I completely lose myself.
Can you give me some Martinelli sparkling apple cider?
Martinelli sparkling apple cider with Hot Pockets team up with Gmail to bring you Blake Shelton Live at the Thunderdome featuring Bebe Rexha.
Here we Thunderstruck Carnival Cruise.
Carnival Cruise and Carnival Cruise Norwegian Viking Cruise Line team up with Visa, MasterCard, HBSC, the 9/11 Memorial, and David Guetta to bring you an unstoppable wintertime concert series live on the coast of Valencia, Spain, featuring Hot Pockets, Sprite, Lexus.
From the Audacity showroom.
From the Nissan Audacity showroom, Baby Rex, a private show with Camilla Bello.
That is some of the most can't miss shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
That's like an improv group. Like, that just wins. That is awesome.
Can go on forever, too. It's like infinite.
It's infinite.
Because you just combine everything that should never be combined that is being combined constantly.
Wiener Schnitzel, American Apparel.
By Wiener American Schnitzel. Apparel, Wiener Schnitzel features Virgil Abloh designed limited edition.
Collab
edition Funko Pop. Ace Hotel and Funko Pop team up. with Living Spaces Wayfarer.
Holy shit. Hey, what
were you gotten to, said haven't even gotten to Metallica one time yet, which is my favorite.
Metallica hey, will and Delta you, Airlines. Intro our, with Nescafe.
Intro our next intro our movie. Intro our number five movie. Give us some sponsors.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
The menu.
Number five movie chart brought to you by
the menus. Which,
number five movie chart brought to you by the movie The Menu in theaters now with Mentos snacks and Kudos Bar. It's granola. It's not your grandpa's granola.
Welcome to Hawthorne.
I would like these movies better with ads running the entire time.
Over the next few hours, you will ingest fat, salt, protein, and at times entire ecosystems.
Orgain protein powder brings you the menu. Adam McKay, Ghost Panther, Ghost Energy Drink.
Sour Patch Kids brings you. Whole Foods 365 teams up with Bud Light Lime to bring you all natural beeswax candles manufactured by that company in Detroit called, I forget what their name is.
Battle Creek, Michigan and Detroit team up.
Battle Creek, Michigan Board of Commerce brings you speaking event from Janet Yellen, Secretary of the Treasury.
The menu, a couple travels to a coastal island to eat at an exclusive restaurant where the chef has prepared a lavish menu with some shocking surprises.
Whoa.
Did you guys see this?
It's a Guy Fieri?
I have not.
Oh.
No. Everyone says it's good.
It's got, you know, Queen's Gambit actress in it.
Right.
She always what's her name? Is looking.
Anna Joy Taylor.
Anna Taylor Joy.
Taylor Joy, yeah. ATJ.
She can't fail, I think.
No.
She's too of the moment. She's like Millie Bobby Brown.
I think that to compare her to Millie Bobby Brown is being unfair to Anya Taylor-Joy.
Is it?
I think so.
They both have three names, and I know they're on Netflix. That's all I know about them.
But one of them is extremely talented.
Oh, okay. What's the deal? Millie Bobby Brown, she's just big for being... what'd she do right?
Stranger.
But she just, Stranger what, things. She's wooden? She doesn't get it
I
done?
I don't know. For me, I just get it done. But that's me. I'm gotcha. A critic.
Right. Hey, well, right. Welcome them both. Glad they're both doing well.
They're doing great. Everyone's doing great. They're having a great time. It was real fun. I heard this. You know what I heard? The set was fun.
Fun set.
I heard it was fun set.
Supportive, good energy on set.
Supportive of energy. Just, you know, thousands of actors. They hired thousands of actors.
Tasters. Mm-hmm. All did act like they're enjoying that food.
Coming in at number four.
Number of four.
Devotion.
Ready, set, hit.
Is this the Devo biopic?
Is this the one about the airplanes?
Yeah.
I want to see this, man.
Looks like a Top Gun clone. I'm sure it's not.
But it's World War II, right?
It looks like straight to DVD, right? Like nobody you know is in it. Like it's all just unknowns, right?
I like that, though. Yeah, don't you kinda. Like that?
I do, but I'm just like, I mean, it's like a big movie. It's getting a lot of push for something that has nobody in it. It made me think that it might have been Christian or something like that.
Oh, it's the Korean War. It's the Korean War.
Oh,
okay.
Devotion.
Also known as the Forgotten
exactly.
War.
That's how it describes it.
I think it's Forgotten because they kicked our ass, right?
They kicked our ass, so we try not to talk about it.
I think
it's
also
like having a bad set.
We killed a couple million civilians, too.
That too, yeah.
Holy sure shit, guess what the budget is on that movie, like Devotion? Idiots.
What's that?
90 million.
The budget's 90
That's
million?
That's a huge budget. Jesus
My gosh,
Christ.
No wonder they couldn't afford A-listers.
What the fuck? How is that possible?
Is that all CGI? What cost them 90?
That is incredibly big budget for a movie like that. Wow.
Maybe it's like a money laundering movie.
I mean, we've talked about that before, right?
About?
How all movies are money laundering.
Yeah. It's all just tied in cash.
It's produced by Thad Luckinbill.
Holy shit.
A name I have not seen before, but
Thad Luckinbill.
He's so good, he's listed twice as in the produced by Section.
Michael Fassbender and Thad Luckinbill team up with Pizza Hut and Sprite to bring
you Devotion.
Devotion special breaded, pan-breaded drumsticks. Chick-fil-A and Pizza Hut team up with Devotion Film.
Devo and Lotion combined to bring you Devotion.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery. Oh, I would want to see this.
Hello! Oh my god!
Crew, we've arrived! Disruptors have assembled!
Bautista.
Welcome, gang. We got a great weekend.
Who's that?
Benoit Blanc, the detective?
Mr. Blanc.
I cannot overstate my gratitude to be here. When's the murder mystery start?
All right.
Is this a different movie than The Menu?
Yes.
Okay.
Both seem similar, though. Like, have a similar look, have a similar sheen.
Tons of actors.
Maybe who done it.
This is a Rian Johnson movie, though, so maybe we'll have it is. Some...
Edward Norton's in it. I haven't seen him in a while, it feels like.
You gotta love Eddie.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Marvel Studios, Doctor Strange. Wait, no,
I
sorry.
What
that's
I
not
Wakanda
right.
Forever.
I was like, what? That's already happened. It's Strange World.
What the heck is
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. Their biggest, one of their oh, biggest the, bombs in a while.
Oh, is it? It's a Disney. Yeah. Disney movie. Is that one of the reasons why Disney just went through a big shake 'em up?
I bet.
I think it's probably because
it's getting chopped.
It's literally everything right now. Everything is what the market is low. It's been in how long, Howard?
Oh, it's low. It's 2008 levels.
Amazon laid off tons of people. Facebook laid off tons of people. Everyone's in. We're in the shitter right now. This is the shitter of our life. That's why you got to have that. The outlook you have, right? Where you just showed up, you got rewarmed up, plopped back into the low market.
That's right.
I think that's right. I mean, that's probably why they decided to make a bomb of a movie. I mean, hey, they're also bringing back Enchanted, where Amy Adams turns into a live person. Mm. That now they got Disenchanted. I think she gets divorced. I mean, it's just not a, it's not a golden era. This is no Lion King type era for those guys.
Yeah, you don't see Disney flop too often with a thing like this.
Yeah.
I mean, but everyone takes a flop, right? That's how you got to flop once in a while.
You got to flop.
I thought Fantasia was terrible. I mean, I don't know what anyone saw. There's not many Disney movies that are actually like, I mean, they're good for kids, but I mean.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids' movies that are good for adults, too. I don't see that with Disney.
What about the movie, you know, the classic, the snow movie? Do you want to be
Frozen.
A snowman? Frozen. But that movie made enough so they can have 10 flops.
Yes. It pays for a strange treasure, whatever that thing, new one is.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Wakanda Forever. Black Panther.
Can be great leaders.
This is my favorite indie movie.
A little low budget.
Budget on this
Mumblecore.
I bet it's, I'm going to guess it's about 140 million. I'm going to look it up now. Wakanda Forever budget is 250. Shit.
Wow. That must give some serious per diem on something like that, right?
Oh,
it's already made more than 500 million.
My God. Yeah, just a little indie movie. I mean, they are.
I haven't seen it. Have you guys seen it?
I haven't. I don't know if I mean, it's on the list. I'm sure it's fun, but it's just a Marvel movie, right? I mean,
Yeah, it's too much already. I think, you know, if you've seen a few of those and you enjoyed them, you're good.
Yeah.
If you're an enthusiast, go see all of them. But I think for the average person, the pressure's off. I don't think the average person needs to be worried anymore. I missed a Marvel movie.
I saw two movies over the last week. I saw Tar.
I saw that.
What's that one?
Yeah, did you like that?
I liked it a lot. I thought it was very interesting. I mean, I just liked because it's anything that's new and it's not normal.
What's Tar, guys?
Tar is Cate Blanchett, and she's playing
Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett.
It's Cate Blanchett. Cate Blanchett.
She plays like a world-renowned conductor.
Yeah, composer. Conductor, not composer.
EGOT winner, like the impossible level of, you know, acclaim.
I see.
Yeah, it's almost like Whiplash a little bit.
I was going to say it sounds like Whiplash.
But there's intrigue, there's tension, there's like, you know, a dark side.
I don't know. It's tough to get music right in a movie. It's tough to get the feel of a band correct.
Yeah. I thought this was good as far as orchestra stuff goes. I thought that was...
Yeah.
I don't know. It was kind of slow. It's definitely a slow movie.
Definitely slow. To me, it felt like it was missing almost like a critical element to it. Like it was building towards a big thing. And then I was a little bit let down. But it might get Oscars. Like it feels like she's going for an Oscar with this one.
Yeah.
So
everything like that is just, I don't know. I like it. I saw it. I liked it. It was no Triangle of Sadness.
What's that?
Oh my God. It's so funny. Truly just outrageously hilarious. That was one of the best movies I've seen in forever.
I haven't even heard of it.
Oh my God. It's great. It's truly great. It's just like,
what is it?
It's a movie. It's some Norwegian director. It's about like a bunch of people who go on a cruise. This couple goes on a cruise and they're like a young hot couple. They're both models and crazy shit happens. And it's just like, I don't know, all this, there's just one scene in it that is one of the most insane, wild kind of slapstick things I've seen in a movie in forever. And I was totally not expecting it.
It Woody is, Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson is so, he's not in it that much, but he's, God, it's just great. It's just great. Like, it's truly, I'm going to go see it again. I liked it that much. A real,
nice,
unique movie. Good.
I saw The Good Nurse also, which is on Netflix, and I thought that was great.
What really is that good. One?
It's a true story about a bad
the only
guy
good nurse?
Who works as a nurse. There's a good nurse and there's a bad nurse, and I shouldn't say more than that.
Okay.
But it's good. Very
it's
good.
It's Eddie Redmayne and...
Eddie Redmayne.
Jesse C.
Yeah.
Like the Freckle Squad.
Check those out. Those are available in theaters and on Netflix. And we'll be right back with the Hot Picks.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
Hot Picks. These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if we can do better than Shazam. It's likely.
Brought to you by Tostitos.
Tostitos. Tostitos and Kerry Lake cheese.
Named after the Arizona governor.
Oh my God. I was thinking of candidate. A different thing.
Kerrygold.
Kerrygold and Cabot Lodge team up with Holiday Inn to bring you Blake Shelton's Summertime Beach Blast featuring Visa and Dodge Ram.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
Here's Howard's first pick. This is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with American Girl live at the Fillmore, 1997.
Hey, I got a live tweet.
Yeah.
Chart 69 says he sounds like he's been dead when he recorded that.
I was about to say the opposite. The chartist,
that's
rude, I love his voice. I love his voice.
Me too.
Because it's so, like, so uniquely his.
Very unique. Except slightly reminiscent of the Birds and
Neil Young.
Dylan.
But wasn't his Dylan. Whole thing that Roger McGuinn like mentioned
Roger
him?
Roger McGuinn, yeah. Or Roger McGuinn was like thought a Tom Petty song was his own when he heard it right. on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, you can hear that's the influence. A nice thing.
Damn. It's like Tambourine Man. He just sounds like he's doing that.
Yeah. You know who else played at the Fillmore?
The Allman Brothers.
Me, baby.
Oh.
Oh, wow. What was the gig?
Mr. Heavenly, 2017, played the Fillmore. It was very special to me. San Francisco historic venue. My mom saw Moby Grape there in the 60s.
Holy shit. Wow.
Saw Cream there, too, I think.
Who did she say was better?
I think she was just happy to be there.
She came at that up time, at the end of the show. Hey, Moby Grape blew you guys away.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. This band's going nowhere. Moby Grape's forever.
In the white room.
With the black curtains. All right.
Our only good song. Ding, 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 ding.
Strange Brew, man. Strange Brew.
Strange
Brew. It's okay, but Eric Clapton, what is happening? You stole
the Tides of Ulysses or whatever that one's called.
Oh, that one's good.
That's good, yeah.
Okay, okay.
They got three tracks.
Give it up. All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my cold pick. This is Ice Cold. This is Elton John and Britney Spears.
Wow.
With Hold Me Closer. Tiny, they don't even call it Tiny Dancer anymore.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's a mix. New song. It's completely different.
I'm a bada, bada daba, laba daba, chaba daba.
The Baby Rexha song is more original than that.
Yeah.
When this song came out, they were doing press as if like, hey, they got a brand new song on their hands.
Right.
And it was like, wow, she's coming back. She just got out of that conservatorship. It's literally just her singing. The hook of time.
Yeah. Well, you and know, it's so covered up. It sounds like the vocal filter she's using sounds cheaper than, you know, Pemby's over here.
Right. Well, mine isn't cheap.
It's not cheap.
It's a rolling
no disrespect
product.
To you, but I'm saying, you know, with Elton John money behind this.
But maybe Elton's helping her out, trying to get her back on her feet. That's my guess.
He helps people. He's
a helper.
Eminem, get off.
Now,
drugs.
What I do support is I think he's giving her a nice paycheck to get her started out of.
Yeah, that makes she doesn't sense, have to actually. Split it with her dad. Yeah.
Right.
Man, that shit's messed up.
It is messed up.
He's a nice guy. He helps out.
He's a helper.
He helps out. Her Instagram is really something to behold these days.
Really?
It's just 24/7 Britney Spears nudes.
What's on
there? Are you serious?
Yeah, she just posts herself posing nude all hours of the day.
You can't
my gosh.
Nudity on Instagram, can you? Or is it
no,
taken
she
down?
Barely covers it up. She'll put some stars, she'll put some graphics over the non-suitables.
Hey, it makes her boys popular at school, I bet.
Right, right.
Real good
she's,
for them.
She's doing her thing. It's a little confusing, but maybe she'll acclimate. All right, coming in number three.
Number three.
This is Johnny's pick. This is Akeem Ali with Kimi Casanova.
I can take you far, baby.
You are now tuned into the sounds of Kimi Casanova.
Nelly used this beat.
Mac Daddy, let me get it started. Talk my shit better. Fat nigga, on a fraternity. I'm a big stepper. I'm plain Jane. All y'all rock is designer. Bitches throw pussies at me. All I rock is vaginas. I just lay back. All I got is recliners. I wouldn't join the Navy shit. All I got is Rihanna. You jive turkeys is frivolous. I'm a light, it's a filament. Slip your disc, I'm a krillin' it. I ain't feeling it. I'm a pimp in the night. Skin glistening. I be in your kitchen making grits and putting dick in your wife. Kimi kissing over the floating got colder than Nova Scotia.
I like
it's
it.
Kind of got a Dragon Boy suede vibe, I feel like.
Yeah, I like it. It's very dirty, very
different
old school.
Different flow, but it's old school, tight, big, fat beats.
Yeah.
Talking about sex, and it's funny.
There you go, yeah. You wonder what it is. What is this stuff? That's the weirdest thing when I put out my stuff, because it's always been in my head. It's as normal as anything.
Right.
And people just go, what is that? I don't know. It's a guy rapping. It's dirty.
It's rap.
Yeah, it's like... I don't know why people could. It just seems odd, but that's the kind of thing, too. That song you just played, you'd go, wait, what is this?
Like, you're right.
Like, well, the guy's rapping, but it doesn't sound like other rap.
You know what
is
it
this?
Is? It's a little something called R&B.
Yeah, it was R&B, an R&B right? beat. Well, the beat was kind of an R&B.
I mean, R&B is a
beat. I wonder what
genre.
Sample that is, because I remember Nelly used that sample.
Really?
On his big album.
Oh.
But not nearly as good as this. In my opinion.
Good times. What's his name again?
Akeem Ali, right?
Yeah.
Akeem Ali.
But he has
Akeem
a character. Ali. I think that's his character is Kimi Casanova. It's like the character he's rapping as, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like
and
Slim
that
Shady.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, it's good stuff.
It says, this groove is for all the pimps and players who keep their game slicker than baby oil on a doorknob.
I almost sounds like a Cat Williams thing a bit.
Yeah, yeah. Very pimpadelic.
Cat
Williams, oh man.
The funniest guy.
I just think of him now getting jumped or whatever on TikTok. You see
that
video?
Crazy.
Getting jumped? What do you mean?
Yeah, he got beat up like, by like a 14-year-old.
Why would you beat up Cat Williams?
He's talking shit.
Exactly. Yeah, he kind of started it.
I think Cat wants to talk all the shit he wants. Does he have bodyguards or like big friends?
Not in this video.
No, he seems to think he's all he needs.
Yeah.
That's what you got. I mean,
he's been up for 3 days. That's
I can't love Cat more. Everything he does, doesn't matter what he does, it just makes me love him more. Because everything is just like, man, he just.
Did you see the special where he opened up with 10 minutes of jokes about Jacksonville, Florida?
Yes, yes, and I love it. Jacksonville. Dude, you don't go to Jacksonville unless you're ready to party. Jacksonville. The way he says it too, Jacksonville. Oh.
Did you see the Jaguars mascot this week?
No.
It's just like a human guy painted yellow with a jaguar head, a giant jaguar head, and then he's wearing like a Stars and Stripes Speedo. I mean, it looked like like a minor league soccer game in Europe somewhere. Like, it was so not NFL appropriate.
But it's very Jacksonville. Jacksonville is not the best of Florida. Jacksonville is kind of like...
Swingers.
Doesn't know what it is.
Yeah. Deep, deep south.
Sorry, Jacksonville. Sorry, Jayville. Is that Broward or is that Brevard?
I don't know.
Tough one.
I do not know.
It's a tough one.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second hot pick. This is the Mighty Metallica with Lux Eterna. Let's see here.
Surprise new shit, right?
Yeah, very surprising. I didn't know this was coming out. Slightly more Kill 'Em All sound. like this.
It's tight.
It's a good high note for Hetfield. It's a good note.
Yeah.
It sounds a little like
a little
Kill 'Em All if it was recorded at Sirius XM.
Yeah. It's a Metallica 4K.
Right. Yeah. A little more corporate sounding, but it's good.
Yeah.
I think it's a good place for them.
I mean, they'll always be great. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're
speed up the
tempos.
If you have that much good stuff,
least.
It doesn't matter what you do as long as you just keep doing something kind of close to it.
Right. As long as they got one or two songs on a new album that keeps their live show like strong.
Yeah. Should be relevant.
They're doing good. No, but they sound good. I think Lars is on a mission to just prove that he can play drums still. Like that's always what I hear on these new tracks of theirs. It's like he heard the criticism from like, really? You know, asshole fans in like 2002.
What, they saying he's getting old or something?
Oh yeah, he's awful at drums. Like he's just very bad.
Oh, isn't that what Mustaine says? Or so like somebody just says he's like technically terrible at drumming. Is it Mustaine?
Everyone does. I mean, it's kind of a joke. It's kind of
I'll tell you who's better is Obituary.
Obituary is good.
Obituary is like real. Obituary will always be the most hard, the best metal band of all time.
Wow, that's a real take.
Because
what makes
like,
them better than the other ones?
Because they're older, they're realer, they're harder. They're everything about Metallica. Metallica's great. Metallica's
Obituary
an amazing
is not
band.
Older than Metallica.
They're not? They got to be almost as old as Metallica.
Obituary is, I'm going to guess, late 80s, but they're death metal.
Right.
One of the formative death metal bands, for sure.
Yes.
But along with others, along with Morbid Angel, Death.
But Obituary is still kicking it.
Yeah.
They were formed just 3 years after Metallica.
Cannibal Corpse.
What about, there's a lot of Nerf guns that still haven't had metal bands named after them. is that something we can look forward to?
Soaker 2000?
Soaker? Yeah.
All I know is Soaker is good.
Soaker.
Soaker. Sprayer. Like hose them.
Hose them?
Mega spray.
Splat 2000. This is called Splat 6000.
Now I gotta look up Nerf guns just real quick.
Oh yeah, give me some Nerf gun titles.
Let's see some real ones. Nerf.
Annihilator's probably an actual Nerf gun, right? That's actual
be.
Metal band.
Nerf Elite 2.0 Moto Blitz.
Blitz.
The CS10 Blaster.
That's right. They're opening for Metallica.
Eagle Point.
Eagle Point. That actually sounds like a real metal band, Eagle Point.
Yeah, it does. They play with Eagles
Berserker
or death metal. Eagle
or, Point. What's it called? People love that band. Bolt Thrower.
Oh, yeah. Bolt Thrower. That's a good name.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Pharaoh Blaster.
That
number
sounds
three,
good.
Number three. Pharaoh Blaster.
Coming Pharaoh in at number Blaster. Two.
Number two.
We've got the Strike Elite Ruckus.
I mean, I think, is Ruckus a band? It's got to be a band, Ruckus.
That'd be
Bring
a good
the
one.
Ruckus.
Yeah.
We are Ruckus from Sandusky.
Sandusky Ruckus.
Sandusky Ruckus.
We got to do
98.7
I'm do
the
two
Ruckus.
More. Coming in at the real number two.
Real number two.
This is the Nerf rival Helios.
Rival Helios live.
That's like a Norwegian fantasy metal band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helios rival.
Slightly, it's like worship music.
Like Dragon Force.
Yeah.
They burned down a temple in Norway.
At number one.
Number one.
The Nerf and Strike Elite Disruptor.
I mean, if you take away the word Nerf, they sound like speed metal bands.
Yeah,
Disruptor sounds like that's got to be a band, right? Disruptor.
Disruptor's got to be one.
God, yeah. That's a good name.
Just a kid on the cover with the 18 guns. Yeah. I have an old ad from Christmas time, like 20 years ago, and it's just some little kid outfitted with like 40 Nerf guns, just like Death Machine.
I'll tell you, I mean, I'm sure they've come out with some wild stuff, but when the Super Soaker 2000 came out, that was a
that was a game changer.
That hit the world hard.
Yeah.
Did you remember when you first heard about someone putting piss in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that made me wary of it for all time.
That, someone told me about this. This is probably not true, but if you put like salt water in there and you attach a battery to it, you can shock people with it by hosing them down. Geez.
Whoa.
That sounds pretty... I remember hearing that a long time ago, like as a kid, hearing about, yeah, you hook up a car battery to the thing and you can makes it conductive.
Seems like it would kill the person trying to set it up.
Those are like those psychopath kids, you know.
Well, it's just like shit people do in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer got himself a Nerf gun.
Dahmer Jr. Dahmer Light.
It's all fun until someone pisses in the Nerf gun.
Party hardy.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Since Checkpoint Turkey is over, we're now in the Christmas season. So what better way to kick it off than with some Howard Kramer, Dragon Boy Suede, produced by Brett Morris, Rudolph Chudoff.
This is from the comedy Death Ray Bang Bang album.
Nah, that's the different one.
There you go.
There it is.
Oh my God. That is incredible. Holy shit. That's a banger.
Oh, thank you, Johnny.
Oh my God.
Very proud of that one.
Yeah, that's new?
There's a lot going on. Oh no, that came out.
We made that a few years back.
Yeah.
I got to hear that on speakers.
Oh, right on.
Oh, yeah.
I'll send you a copy.
I need to hear that. Yeah, I got this. That's a speaker track.
I'm going to digi-sign a copy of that for you.
NFT me, baby.
You know, when I listen back to these tracks, I always just think of how dense they are. I'm like, if I didn't know anything about this, I'd be like, what's going on? Like, there's just a lot to keep track of.
Are you criticizing my production?
No, not the production. I love the production. Just like the denseness of like, it takes a minute to get the idea, like what's going on.
Well, it's thick. It's not an airy song. It's a thick.
It's
a thick song. A
lot of bells and whistles.
It's good because it invites a second listen. You'll definitely hear something. Yeah, there you go.
I'm rewatching Deadwood right now, and it's just so good. I mean, you sit there and just yell out loud. It's so good. I can't believe it.
Right.
But it's like that. It's like even now there's things like I've seen three times. I've got subtitles. I still need to rewind a couple things. That's what's going on there.
I just finished The Sopranos for the first time.
Wow.
Yeah.
How was that?
I just couldn't believe it. Like the last season, especially the last two seasons are so.
I still haven't seen it.
So good. There's like little jokes in there that no one has ever done and will ever do since. Just a little commentary on how hotels suck now. Like a little blip. It's not part of the story, really.
Yeah.
Ugh, it just kills
little
me.
Touch.
Just insane. So good.
So right. good.
You might have sold me to pick it back up.
Pick up Deadwood.
I got to see Deadwood, too.
Deadwood Sopranos.
You can't be a full human until you've seen Deadwood.
How about the Gelfire Mythic Blaster? It's a bonus gun.
The Mythic Blaster. <He's back on> them.
That's the a shark huge bite. One too. You know, no one's taking that game away from Nerf.
That's right.
Like, there's the only rival? Label. You know who's what I mean? The there's not another metal gun.
They
label.
Probably got like snuffed out by Nerf. Like big Nerf yeah. shows up. Like, looks like your factory's going to burn down tonight.
Yeah,
that is, this is your start.
That is crazy. You can't say like Mattel ever took them out or anything. It's like Nerf just owns it.
Yeah.
Nerf.
Outdoor guns. Hey, Nerf, your factory's looking real flammable. You might want to be careful.
All that polyurethane's probably going to burn tonight, you know?
Yeah, might melt some of those guns. Tough to sell a melted annihilator.
Hey, I don't know what you got on the Jets, but I would go out now and place another money line bet for the night.
$10 on Mike White.
I got to say,
and the annihilator.
I got Sauce Gardner making two ints.
Just looking at this page, the Nerf page, makes me want a couple of these, I got to say.
Oh, man. They're perfect for a holiday season, too.
They just look great.
I got my last serious relationship, she was into zombies. They have a zombie blaster rifle. Look that up from a few years ago. It, like, shoots, like, silly string type of stuff.
Ooh, okay.
And she loved it so much, she was crying.
Is that what she liked about it?
When you got it for her?
Oh, my God. You know, I really like, care what? About this girl, man. I really care about
her. I stepped on the joke. What did you say?
It's my wife you're talking about. He said that's why she liked it, because it shot silly string.
Shot silly string.
Kid's mind's in the gutter. He's a 14-year-old.
You know about the Uzinator, right? Everybody knows about that.
But you that's got one of those in your slacks?
You know about you know about that shit, right? The Uzinator? Have you seen the commercial?
No.
It's famous. If you look up Uzinator
where it's
commercially,
like shooting ooze over the kids.
It shoots jizz. And it's like these kids are shooting jizz on each other. It's truly amazing that it got to production.
Yeah.
It's pretty insane.
Is that it with the hot picks?
That's it. That's it. Rudolph Schubert. How can you top that?
Tough to top. That and exciting stuff. I mean, we are hitting the holiday season in stride. The new music's going to be flooding at us, and we're excited to bring it to you. And maybe we'll do an internet chart. Mr. Beast has just passed PewDiePie as the top YouTuber.
Oh, really?
Mr. Beast, Pepsi and Chipotle team up with MasterCard, Northrop Grumman, and the Nokia Center to bring you YouTube on ice.
Jeff Gordon.
Is Mr. Beast some horrible alt-right?
No, he's great. Gamer? Mr. Beast is actually very great. He's a great guy.
Okay.
He puts all of his money he makes, he puts back into... back into making stuff, and he gives away an extreme amount of money.
Gives away a ton of money.
He gives away so much money that
I saw him do. He says to a kid, random kid on the street, "Will you go to Paris right now and get me some French bread?" And the kid goes, "Okay, yeah." So then they like shoot the video, and the kid flies all the way to Paris, buys the French bread, brings it back, and then when he brings it back, Mr. Beast just like peels him off a lot of money. Just goes, here, just take however much that is.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's like he's good a to hear. Exceptional person. It seems like too good to be true.
What an insane turn of events. It's like as you know, right-wing YouTube spreads across the universe, now YouTube is like these great philanthropists.
Yeah, it's like the biggest charity in America.
Yeah.
It really is. The guy, he lives super simply too. He had all of his stuff stolen. The only reason he upgraded his living situation was because someone's like, you just have to be more discreet. Otherwise people are going to steal from you. He has like super, super actual modest life. All he does is work on his stuff and puts everything back into it.
Wow. It's cool. He's like Brian Wilson. It's easy to rip him off because he's
because he's just so chill. All he cares about is being in the studio.
Yeah.
Wow. Mr. Beast.
Brought congrats on that. I mean, he is better than PewDiePie, right? PewDiePie is a Nazi or something. So
he's not a Nazi.
Better.
He just a. He I mean, I don't know him personally.
Scream the N-word. I think I remember that. Right?
Hey, in Minnesota. Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. That was.
He got in trouble for that.
I don't watch those guys.
It's not for you.
Yeah.
It's for game kids.
Yeah. They kill and they're horrible people, so it doesn't matter. Hey, check out Barmageddon 12-5 on USA or TNT, whatever that is.
I can't wait to check out Barmageddon.
Check out Johnny, everybody.
Check me out. Go to Google. You can get my products for Christmas. You can get my shirts.
Oh, yeah. Where can they go for the shirts?
Go to my Instagram. It's Johnny_Pemberton. There's a link on the Instagram to my spring store. And you can buy all kinds of good stuff on there.
Check him out at Weird the Al Yankovic story. You're hilarious in that.
Check it out.
It's fun to see.
Yeah, I heard that's great.
On Roku.
Congrats on that on Roku. And start.
Yeah, check out a bunch of pods on cbbworld.com. Sign up for a plan. Gift it to someone you love for the holidays. And you can do the same with Who Charted.
That's right.
Whochartedpod.com. Support us. Help us get through these holidays.
Thank you so much. Keep the lights on. And Tiny Tim needs braces on his legs. So
yes.
Get the cash at us. Also check out Grift Horse and Kiss My Grist with Megan Beth Keister and Drop Date Duel.
Yeah.
And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.